This is the sound of a dynamic mic. It happens to be the Shure SM58, a mic that's commonly used in recording vocals, guitars, and in fact for recording just about anything in the studio and on stage. Notice the overall gutsy and rugged character that it gives to my voice. The frequency response generally isn't flat. In fact, this mic has a pronounced mid-range peak and has a reduced high-end transient response. This is the sound of a ribbon mic. It happens to be the venerable RCA 44BX ribbon mic, one of those wonderful big old mics that you'd see on TV shows that would have the radio broadcasts and TV broadcasts. These mics are commonly collected and used for recording voice, trumpets, general overall sounds that would give a flat, silky kind of smooth sound to the pickup. The transient response is often smooth and present. Just for good measure, we thought that we'd throw in the sound of a newer ribbon mic. This one happens to be the Beyer M160 double ribbon. It has the general frequency characteristics and overall smoothness of older ribbons while being rugged and can be used on stage. This is the sound of a condenser microphone. It happens to be an AKG C3000. Notice the overall clarity of the voice and the openness of the sound. That's one of the general characteristics of a condenser microphone. Also, notice the high-end transient response, the s part of the sound.